There has been a lot of fraud and a lot of corruption in my community and corruption we're receiving from the government because of this treaty. And so I'm here to be vocal about that. Why? Because, well, I guess, I guess I always really wanted to do something about my community. I noticed something was broken even at a really young age, like 5 or 6 or 7. And changing that was always along the lines of when I grow up. But this is happening at such a fast pace that I realized, well, I don't have time to grow up, and does it really matter?
What did you notice that was broken?
Well, I mean, our nation is very, very beautiful, very lush rainforests in some areas, but the other areas, the other half of our territory has been logged. Our old village was called Tishosum, and that meant place of the spawning herring. That's our territory, that's where our ancestors were. We were moved from that territory so there could be a mill there. There are no more herring there. So, I mean, there's a lot missing culturally, environmentally, a lot of culture and a lot of traditions that we can possibly never get back because of the road that we're heading on.
You're so young. How did you acquire all the knowledge that you need to know to fight for your rights?
Well, I was very lucky and very blessed to be raised around supporting parents. And when people say it takes a community to raise a child, it really does. But more than that, it takes an environment to raise a child. As a very young child, the forest was my playground, and swimming in the river, that was my TV. And so, I mean, I had that opportunity, but a lot of the children on Earth, they're not really being exposed to the environment, and that's either because of pollution or there's just no access to the environment in the city. And so basically there's a generation being raised without any connection to the land, and we're becoming disconnected to the land.
What about your friends? Do they feel the same way?
A lot of my friends do. I mean, they're not as active, but they do feel the same way. They really care about the environment just as I do, but I had the opportunity to really be educated in depth about what these issues are. I'm homeschooled, so I get to choose what I'm studying, so I've been really focused on that. But, I mean, a lot of education in schools isn't really concerning what's happening. It's mainly concerning what George Washington did on this day, which, as important as that is, you know, we really need to be focusing on important things.
What is your agenda for the next 5 or 10 years?
What I want to achieve, I'm working on getting rid of the Simon Treaty because it has been done illegally. And so much more. That's just one little part of it. And as well as educating other nations who are in the stage 1 and stage 2 and stage 3, those stages of the treaties, and educating them about what it really is that they're signing, that it's much more than the land, it's jurisdiction, it's culture, it's your identity as an indigenous person and your rights. So I'm working on that, as well as creating a marine sanctuary in the Salish Sea.
You say you're working on these things, but you're not old enough to vote, for example, and as a young person, do you have trouble having older people listen to your concerns?
Yeah, I mean, there is a trouble. But it's also, you know, at the same time with adults, it's just like they're reminded of their children and of their grandchildren. And, you know, I think they're reminded, well, this is the same generation speaking out in their concerns for their own generation and the future of the world. And now we're getting to a point where this generation and the children are actually going up to our leaders and telling them what to do, because it's getting to that point.